This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, where there will be freedom and liberty again. Freedom to choose. Crazy, 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 right? Yeah. Well, you know, they've got, we have the capability. We're poising ourselves right now. We're going to be reading the New California State Declaration of Independence. We showed deference yesterday to, of course, the Declaration of Independence and all the things that went into that. The first Declaration of Independence. There was actually a precursor. To the Declaration of Independence. We're going to talk a little bit about that also. This whole Declaration of Independence is a revolutionary document. Hello, American Revolution. But a lot of people don't really understand it until you get into it. And, of course, here, we're New California. We're living, breathing a Declaration of Independence document right now. We are out in the middle of the process. Actually, we're kind of beyond the middle of the process of liberating ourselves, declaring ourselves independent from the state of California. And understand it is a process. It was an event. We had an event on January 15th, 2018, which is really kind of interesting, the play on all that. We did have an event, and that event was, to say the least, interesting. Very much so. And we're going to be talking about that in this hour. Because the blowback, immediately, by the usual suspects, was something that was really kind of interesting, and we're going to be talking about that. So I wanted to throw back again because I did get a phone call. By the way, I got to check this. Are we getting calls? I did get a phone call between the hours, and the phone call. By the way, you can call in. Our lines are wide open. It's Friday, and we have wide open lines, 215-867-8255. You want to talk about anything on your little mind. And we're doing the whole thing on Friday. We've been doing the gamut so far. We've talked about the jobs report, 224,000 new jobs. It just blows everybody away. Winning, 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 anyone. Yes, and of course, that's what's happening with Donald J. Trump. And of course, the other part of that is had a big earthquake in Kern County, the very edge of Kern County, actually. And, you know, it's actually, I think it was in Mono County. I'm not sure, but I got to take a look at our map of New California, because those are our counties. And it's actually out in the eastern Mojave, not too far from Death Valley. Death Valley. Have you ever been there? It's pretty amazing, Death Valley. It's pretty deep. And you got these rocks and stones that move around, that crawl around. But the springtime, if you want to go and see color, it just explodes. You know, once a year, Death Valley comes alive. It really does with, California, the state flower, California poppy, and a whole other. I'm a biologist, so that sort of thing really gives me lots of giggles to see that, right? Grins and giggles, I guess, or something like that. There's some sort of saying that goes along with the giggles. We're not going to talk about that because that's a San Francisco treat, those giggles. Yeah, San Francisco. Anyway, so that earthquake was a 6.4. There's aftershocks. Now, I want to tell you a little bit of history. I was living in Southern California at the time in 1992, and from the same fault line, as I recall, now, I don't think I'm wrong on this because it was in Searles Valley, which is where this happened, and I can distinctly remember because I used to hang out. That was my big haunt back there, hiking the Sierras, doing the Sierras, doing all the things you do, backpacking, fly fishing, brookie trouts, and all that stuff. And, listen, if you ever you really want to do something wonderful, and that is hike the Sierra Nevadas, the Sierra Nevada is just gorgeous. Except we're now in the foothills of the Sierra Nevada. You have to, you better be packing, or you better make sure that the cartels don't blow your butt away because of all the marijuana growth. And now even in the higher altitudes, they're growing poppies. Poppies. You probably didn't know that. This is the result of Jerry Brown and his ilk and Kamala Harris. She's the one who did away. Kamala Harris is one of the main reasons we have so much cartel activity here in California. I don't know why anybody's not talking about that. She helped to do away with the California Department of Justice's Bureau of Narcotics Enforcement with Jerry Brown back in 2011. Perfect timing for the cartels to move into California, right? Let's talk about Kamala Harris that way, because she did. She has literally led to the death and destruction of hundreds, thousands of California kids or people around the nation because of marijuana and other drugs. She allowed the cartels to come here. Talk about lawlessness. They invited lawlessness. We all knew we were going to be in a tough position in 2011 when they did that. 400 employees gone that were crack. Absolutely excellent police force to protect us from these kind of activities. But they did away with it because why? They're in bed with the cartels, and she's dirty that way. You just have to kind of figure it out. I know the cartel. Listen, I know they listen to the radio show because we broadcast in the area. But, the truth is the truth, and so it hurts. Anyway, we have those little things to contend with. But the bigger point is that the Sierra Nevada is just absolutely gorgeous, and there are a lot of hidden places up there. A lot of rich history in the Sierra Nevadas, but I encourage people, if you can get a chance, to come out there to see them. I'd love to take people on a drive up 395, which is really not too far from where the Searles Valley is, with all these earthquakes are. I'd really like to take people up there, and they just get blown away by the majesty of it all. The mountains are just stunning. And they've never changed, by the way. You can pass by Manzanar outside of Lone Pine. See, I know these towns, Lone Pine, Big Pine, Independence. Independence, which is, by the way, where the Manson, Charles Manson, he was arraigned in Independence. His courthouse is beautiful. By the way, California, in the early days when counties were formed, they built magnificent edifices for the counties. the county offices are just absolute. The courthouse is absolutely stunning, stunning. They're, and some of them just, I mean, right out of Elmer Gantry. I mean, well, actually, they're better than that one. I've seen some Plumas County. Go visit Plumas County and check that one out up there. Anyway, we got a lot of things going on here we're going to talk about. But I want to get back into the fact that, you know, this Searles Valley. And it, back in 1992, there were a lot of worse. We had the San Fernando Valley earthquake and all that. This is all part and parcel of that network up there in Southern California. And it was interesting because I can remember this particular fault line. See, listen. Safety, 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 safety. This is what we were preaching at the time. I was a school safety officer, and I was responsible for developing safety training for earthquakes, blah, blah, blah. You know, all the staging things that you do to rehearse for these things. You can actually take schools and teach them and rehearse what they're supposed to do in the case of an earthquake. And, of course, what happened in the Loma Prieta earthquake in 1989, that really was a game changer. Then we had a whole series of earthquakes, even before that, the Whittier earthquake. So we had to be prepared for it. But in 1992, we went through a whole series of swarming earthquakes, and a lot of them came from that whole Searles Valley. That's what I was trying to get to. But, you know, one of the greatest earthquake indicators, gives you, you know, 10 or 15 minutes time, is a dog. And we had a dog by the name of Cody the Dog at the time, a golden retriever. And the first time we had a big earthquake, he was up running around. I mean, he was just kind of going nuts, barking and everything. And I'm telling Cody, shut up. It's the middle of the night. And all of a sudden, an earthquake. Now, listen, we get another one a couple days later. And what's Cody doing? Running around. And, you know, by the third one, we figured it out. He's warning us. A good dog will keep you safe from earthquakes. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all products. precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Okay, so we're in the mood for independence, right? We're in the mood for independence. So this is a sort of a cause and effect type of thing. I think we're going to be able to get to this. I hope. Oh, boy. I love it when a plan comes together, right? Don't you? Let's see if we can get this plan together. Anyway, this is something that goes to some very interesting circumstances, and it's obviously a lot of people don't understand the gravity of some of this stuff, and we're going to try and make it very abundantly clear to you about something very important. This is something that came out over a year ago, a year and a half ago. Now, listen to this. On January 15, 2018, New California State declared independence. Okay? And if this all works, we're going to... You know, I'm telling you, I did the setup on this. I did my due diligence. I did my work on this. New California declares independence. This is from CBS News. Right? January 16th. Date is January 16th. So it's making the headlines all over the place. In fact, we're trending. At this point in time, New California is trending number one on Twitter worldwide. We're trending number one worldwide on Twitter. Trending, just trending, cruising, just cruising. So obviously people are going, what is this? Somebody comes out and declares independence. Not done before since 1861. We're done with California. We declare independence, right? Here you go.
Any form of government becomes destructive of these ends. It is the right of the people to seek a constitutional remedy to the abuse of powers.
With the reading of their own version of a Declaration of Independence, founders of the state of New California took the first steps to what they hope will eventually lead to statehood. To be clear, they don't want to leave the United States. They want to expand it, becoming state number 51. But the question is,
what is your problem with the current state of California?
Well, it's been ungovernable for a long time. High taxes, education, you name it. We're rated really, I think, about 48th or 50th from a business climate and standpoint in California.
Here's what the state of New California would look like, in blue, incorporating most of the state's rural counties and most of the state's land, for that matter, leaving the urban coastal counties to the current state of California.
There's something wrong when you have a rural county such as this, when you go down to Orange County, which is mostly urban, and it's got the same set of problems. There's something that's causing that same set of problems, and it happens to be how the state is being governed and taxed.
But unlike other separation movements in the past, the state of New California wants to do things by the book, citing Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution and working with the state legislature to get it done, similar to the way West Virginia was formed.
Yes, we have to demonstrate we can govern ourselves before we're allowed to govern.
And despite obstacles, doubters, and obvious long odds, the group stands united in their statehood dream.
Yeah. I'm setting it up for you here now. That was January 15th, and the article came out January 16th, though, but we declared independence on January 15th. Aha. You're saying, Paul, there's more to the story. And I'm saying, yes, there is. There's like a lot more. There's a lot more. Okay, so we declare independence, but something else happened along the way. Now, don't you hate it when this happens? Something else happened along the way. On January 19th, well, it was announced, but it's actually on the 18th, January 18th, the state of California declared it would no longer follow the United States Constitution, thus challenging the sovereignty of the Union of States, known as the United States of America. Then, on the 19th, Tucker Carlson, January 19th, 2018, just a few days from when New California State declared independence, Tucker Carlson, yeah, that's our Tucker. This is what he does. This is what he comes up with. And I want you to be stunned, because you will be stunned.
Now, it's hard to keep up, but we think something really significant has just happened in the state of California. The attorney general there, Javier Becerra, just sent a warning to employers in his state. He said yesterday, he said, defy the federal government or you will face punishment. Immigration authorities reportedly are planning a crackdown in California, which has more illegal aliens than any other state. In response to that, Becerra held a press conference in which he threatened Californians with prosecution and heavy fines if they dare to collaborate in any way with this country's borders. We want to repeat that and let it sink in for a second. The country's biggest state is punishing its citizens for following federal law. Well, that's not just craven politics. It's a threat to the basic integrity of how basic? Well, there's a famous Supreme Court decision called McCullough versus Maryland. In that case, the court held that because the federal government is supreme to the states, it is unconstitutional for the states to sabotage valid actions of the federal government. The case was decided in 1819. It's been settled law for almost 200 years. A lot of the things we take for granted rest on that case. It's easily one of the most important Supreme Court decisions in our history. If you ignore it, the U.S. That's not an overstatement. Think about it. If you follow Becerra's lead and any state could simply nullify any federal law it didn't like, what would happen? And that means not just immigration laws, by the way. That means tax laws. That means interstate commerce, foreign trade, abortion, narcotics, human trafficking, guns, you name it. Think of a law. What would happen? Well, the country would immediately descend into ungovernable chaos. Keep in mind, and this would heavily armed National Guard. Disaster. And it's not a theoretical disaster, by the way. It actually happened to us once. Liberals used to worry about things like this. You remember the media hyperventilating pretty recently because Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy tried to defy federal land use law out west. You saw them cheer as an obscure county clerk in Kentucky called Kim Davis went to jail for refusing to grant gay marriage licenses a couple of years ago. Those cases were nothing compared to this in scale or significance. The chief law enforcement officer of the country's largest state has essentially declared independence from the rest of America, and he's ordered his citizens to secede with him. We fought a civil war over this very question 150 years ago. Democrats lost, by the way. Keep in mind that California is challenging the integrity of the union, not in order to help its citizens, but on behalf of a foreign population that has no right to be here in the first place. We've had a lot of people on this program lately to talk about DACA and illegal immigration. And we've asked every one of them the same question, which is the only question that actually matters. How does any of this help American citizens? Every night we ask that question, so far we've not yet received a single coherent answer, not one. Do you think that you have an obligation to represent American citizens first above people who are here illegally?
I represent my citizens very well, thank you, Tucker. Everyone that comes through that door.
Okay, so you weren't willing to answer that question. Let's try a second one. How about in each specific case we say, if you're an immigrant here, really simple, prove that you're producing more than you consume. Would you be for applying that standard?
I'm for the American people. I'm for Republicans, Democrats coming together.
Oh, you're not for that standard. Every parent in America worries about the cost. Now taxpayers in New Jersey will be subsidizing the cost for illegal aliens. Why does that help them? Why does that help citizens of New Jersey?
Didn't you say, as you said, you should throw them all out? I mean, could you really be suggesting that we're going to take a half a million people in our state and deport them? Could you be suggesting that we take 11 million people nationwide?
Because you don't have an answer. They don't have an answer because they don't care what the answer is, because helping not the illegal immigration makes them feel like good people. It makes their donors much richer. And of course, and this is the core point, it ensures their reelection forever and ever. Now it's destroying the country, but whatever. All they see is upside. Rebecca Kaplan is an Oakland City Councilwoman. She joins us tonight. Rebecca, thanks for coming on. So here you have the Attorney General of the state of California threatening to prosecute citizens for obeying federal law. Doesn't that sound like something that happens in Mexico, not the United States?
Well, I think your point about the importance of protecting our citizens and our community is really well taken. And the reason I introduced the resolution that the Oakland City Council passed to have our police not work on immigration raids is because we have problems of real crime in our community. And diverting our scarce police resources away from fighting violence, away from fighting serious crime, in order to participate in immigration raids, undermines the safety of the community.
But that is, I think we're talking past each other, though, with respect. So what the new news here is that your Attorney General, Javier Becerra, has said he will prosecute Californians, employers, who follow federal law. And I'm asking, whatever you think about immigration, illegal or otherwise, that's the beginning of chaos. Can you see that?
Well, depending on how it's used, it could be. However, we've heard some serious cases of employers hiring undocumented immigrants and then refusing to pay them and then threatening to call ICE if they complain about not getting paid.
But that's not what the attorney general is using ICE
as a tool to break the law.
Well, that's one of the reasons, and I think that's a real concern, actually. We agree on that. That's one of the reasons I'm against illegal immigration is because it exploits workers of all kinds. And that's kind of the point, and I'm sure that's why your donors are for it, because they benefit. But that's not what the attorney general of your state said. He said, if you follow immigration law, federal immigration law, we will prosecute you. And I don't think you have to be crazy to imagine how other states might decide, well, okay, we're going to prosecute our citizens for following federal tax law or abortion law or interstate commerce statutes. Do you see why this could result pretty quickly in, like, I don't know, a civil war?
Well, I certainly respect your concern that that could be abused. What I'm saying is we haven't seen yet any cases brought. There could be cases where it is justified. What we passed in Oakland is not an obligation on private citizens or private companies. It's a direction to our own taxpayer-funded law enforcement.
Right. I get it.
We want them focused on protecting
and I've
the safety of the public and not
immigration. A million times. And we could have it now, but this just seems much bigger to me. And it is your state, and he's a fellow Democrat, and he's someone with his eyes on the White House. He's nationally prominent. He's certainly well known. And it just seems like he stepped over a line where he's not really behaving as attorney generals typically do. He's declaring independence from the rest of the country. Doesn't that worry you?
Well, certainly I worry when law enforcement steps over the line, and that's why we in Oakland were so concerned. Came in, tore apart a family in West Oakland, sent a young man for deportation who was not accused of any crime, and caused great harm to our community.
Okay, but
Whenever victims and witnesses of crime are afraid to come forward, it hurts everyone.
I agree to this extent. There are lots of federal laws that I don't like. I don't like to see them enforced because I don't like them. However, I don't challenge the legitimacy of the law, of federal law enforcement, of the Congress of the United States, because that would result in civil war and anarchy. And that's exactly what your attorney general just did. And so I'm giving you an opportunity right now to say to him, don't do this. Don't secede from the rest of the United States, from the country, and do this. It's a crazy thing to do. Do you not agree?
Well, I think there's very much concern in our community about the overreach of ICE and their explicit targeting of sanctuary cities.
I'm being respectful. I think you're a smart person. And I think this is bigger than whether a family in Oakland was hassled by ICE. This has to do with the staying together of the 50 United States. Do you think it's okay if tomorrow the Attorney General of Idaho said, we're not respecting federal gun law, and we're going to allow people to buy fully automatic weapons. How about hand grenades? And maybe some of them will get into the state of California. How would you feel about that?
Oh, I'm very concerned about the flood of illegal guns into California.
Oh, come
it's a
on. Don't
problem.
Be a robot.
It's
Give
a
me a real answer. Come on. Come on.
Absolutely.
You're being like a liberal robot where it's like, whatever I say, you're giving me the bumper sticker. But be a human being with me. This seems
sure.
like a line that he's crossed.
I worry about law enforcement overreach. Absolutely, I worry about law enforcement overreach.
How about Javier Becerra, your chief law enforcement official in the biggest state in the union, saying, I'm going to prosecute you for following American law? You don't think that's huge?
Well, I think that there could be a case that would be problematic, but I'm saying I haven't seen him do that. What I have
because
seen
it happened
done
yesterday.
is the okay. head of ICE targeting
oh,
people based on his prejudice. Hey, I have a question
okay.
for you, Tucker.
No,
you
well,
you believe
on.
In the Bible, right? You've talked about
being
a Christian.
Don't give me the Bible
I have
thing.
A question
I'm not
for you.
No, I'm not
what?
Here to talk about my religious beliefs. I'm here to talk about the integrity of the republic. I don't think I'm overstating it. I'm not given to hysteria, but this seems like a really big thing and you're ignoring it, and I don't think you should. I think that's a big mistake. We're out of time, Rebecca, but I appreciate your coming on, even if you refuse to answer a single question. Thank you.
Well, well, well. Rebecca. 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 See, this is what we've been saying about the Union of States. And we've said this all along, but I find the timing of this in the New California comes out and lays out a Declaration of Independence on January 15, 2018. And then, 2 days later, 3 days later, Javier Becerra basically declares independence of California from the United States. And you heard it what Tucker said. This was Tucker's article that he produced 3 days, 4 days after New California declared independence. In other words, there was pushback by the governor and by Javier Becerra to the New California State Declaration of Independence. Clearly, that's what that was. And my insiders were telling me that at the time. When we declared independence, all hell was breaking loose. And the hell that they created was, oh, we're just not going to follow United States law any longer. We are going to violate Article 6 of the Constitution. Heck, we'll just violate Article 6 of the Constitution, the Supremacy Clause. Heck with it. We're independent now, Governor Jerry Brown, and I'm Javier Becerra, and I'm declaring it. Don't you dare support ICE. Don't you dare follow along with anything like that. And by the way, if you are a business and you're cooperating with ICE, I'm going to arrest you. That's what Javier Becerra was doing. Not acceptable. Absolutely not acceptable. Tucker Carlson hit it out of the park, of course. Now, we've got the Declaration of Independence for New California. New California State Declaration of Independence. And it's so poignant right now in light of this. Now, this was, what, 2 years or 2.5 years ago? It shows you the effectiveness of the Declaration of Independence for New California and what's been transpiring since then. They actually responded to the New California State Declaration of Independence by 3 days later coming out and saying, ICE, do not cooperate. We are going to break up this union. That's exactly what they were doing. And we were calling them out. Said, wait a minute, there's the other dynamics. The state of California has now come back at New California. We knew this is not a movement like some of the other state movements. No, no. We knew we used an instrument that had not been used since 1861, a Declaration of Independence, stating that we are declaring ourselves independent from the state of California. Thank you very much. That's what we did in New California. A lot of people don't understand that, but that's the way it is. That is the way it is, ladies and gentlemen. The building process for this Declaration of Independence was kind of interesting, and it's another story, but I want to read to you the Declaration of Independence for New California, and you can understand where we come from in New California and why it's so important to have declared independence as a first step in the process for statehood. This, you know, when you declare independence like this, it shouldn't be a surprise that you get it. And this is how it goes. In the first part of our Declaration of Independence, we wanted to make it abundantly clear that we want to be a state within the United States. Abundantly clear. So we have an affirmation of allegiance at the very beginning of the Declaration of Independence. Sort of a preamble, so to speak. Affirmation of allegiance to the United States of America and justification for the formation of the state of New California. January 15, 2018. With faith, diligence, and our sacred honor, we do hereby declare our unity with natural law and the United States of America's Constitution. We stand firm in our pledge to maintain and support the freedoms of the people of our nation and New California at all times, at home and abroad, with God as our witness. Honoring the foundational principles, we take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion. To stand together with free citizens of New California to be a sovereign state of that nation which we hold dear, the United States of America. As we seek to remain a member of our union in order to form a more perfect union, we resolve to create the free, sovereign, and independent state of New California due to the past and current government of California having failed in their oath of office, obligations, and responsibilities as representatives of, quote, we the people, unquote, to provide a Republican form of government as guaranteed in Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. We felt that was important to put that in there. So there'd be no mistake, we are going to be the 51st state. Declaration of Independence. Intention to form the state of New California, January 15, 2018. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. To ensure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bonds which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, they should declare the causes which cause them to separate. Whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such design that it is most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Governments long established should not be changed for light or transient causes, and accordingly, all experience has shown mankind is more disposed to suffer, while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. However, when a long train of abuses and acts to seize and hold the people's power without legal authority, and pursuing invariably the same object that clearly demonstrates a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty, to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. The history of the present governor and government of California is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of a tyranny over the counties of New California and the state of California. Whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to seek a constitutional remedy to the abuse of powers. When the people of the counties of New California solemnly publish and declare these counties are and of right ought to be a free and independent state, that we strive to be free from the state of California and that as a free and independent state have full power to establish and maintain law and order, to promote general prosperity, and to do all other acts and things which an independent new California state may rightfully do. We therefore, the representatives of the counties of New California, appeal to the California legislature and the federal Congress to pass resolutions to create the state of New California. And for the support of this declaration with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. And we've done that. In 2.5 years after this reading, we're in the middle of it. And we're in the middle of a fight. And the big fight is just becoming. We understand that. It's just coming. We get that. But we as new Californians want freedom and liberty. We've declared it, and we will prevail. Just like our founding fathers prevailed. And the tyranny that is being foisted upon all Californians will cease. A new California will be created from 52 counties. We will join with the other 50 states of the Union to become a more perfect Union. It is happening right now. The process is in motion. And once this process starts, it always yields a new state. This is what they did not expect. Yet they had to be thinking that they had to respond, didn't they? Goes back to Tucker Carlson's article. So 3 days after we declared independence, the state of California responds by saying they are no longer going to follow the supremacy clause of the United States. I think that's a big mistake. But everything that they have done since then indicates that's exactly what they're going to do. And they're doing it. Every week on Tuesdays at 11 o'clock, we read grievances. The grievances are part of the Declaration of Independence process. And I want to be very clear because people kind of get stuck on that. They don't quite know what we're doing when we read a grievance. Well, we're grieving. We're giving reasons why the state of California has failed us constitutionally. And we cite that document, that part of the Constitution, in all of our grievances as to what section of the Constitution is being violated for us. And here is the section that's being violated, so you get it. This is what we read on our grievances. So understand how this works. This is from grievance number 75. We just did our 75th grievance. We're going to do 95. Declaration of grievance, statement of facts. The people of California are suffering from a tyrannical state government which fails to provide a republican form of governance, enables and supports across its southern border the invasion of the United States of America by illegal foreign nationals, and protects vicious criminals who commit outrageous acts of violence upon the citizens of America, all caused by a government of and for a monoparty system led by a tyrannical dictator who openly defies federal law. We charge California with these charges in our declaration of grievances here. First charge. California state government is in direct violation of the following. United States Constitution, Article 4, Section 4. The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion and on application of the legislature or of the executive when the legislature cannot be convened against domestic violence. That's the first charge. Second charge deals with Article 6 of the United States Constitution. And here it is. United States Constitution, Article 6. This Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States shall be the supreme law of the land. And the judges in every state shall be bound thereby, and anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary notwithstanding. That is the Supremacy Clause. Guarantee Clause was Article 4, Section 4. We are guaranteed a Republican form of government. We shall be protected against invasion and domestic violence. The federal government has that responsibility. Donald J. Trump has that responsibility as president. That's his job as the executive to provide that. And right now, it's not working in California. It is not. It is not working in California. Even Donald Trump says that. Listen to this from grievance number 75. Being made homeless is the order of the day. Being homeless in California is an act of domestic violence. California's monoparty political machine, its socialist governor, along with socialist elected officials, agencies, and regional governance boards, are colluding to create a lawless form of government in direct defiance of Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution and Article 6 of the United States Constitution. Goes on to state that California's socialist governor monoparty system are leading an effort to dismantle the constitutional rule of law in California, with one of its goals to make all United States citizens living in California homeless. As socialist, a tool making United States citizens living in California homeless provides a sweet taste of evil. Those are excerpts from grievance number 75. It's interesting, isn't it, how this all plays out? I'm just saying, this is more interesting than people would really want to know, right? They're going, oh my goodness, this is here, this is now, this is the way we are doing business in California. This is the stuff that's happening. And this is what we have to stop. You know, it's kind of interesting the other day. Let's see if we can pull this one up. The president sat down with Tucker Carlson, and one of the things that he talked about was the fact that, you know, how can these people actually pull it together and say, if you're the mayor of San Francisco, that it's okay to crap in the streets, to poop, to defecate, to urinate. It's okay. And create all this environment for disease. It's truly disgusting. How can a mayor do that? How can a governor tolerate that? Oh, I'm sorry. It's the current governor that helped usher that in, because he was mayor of the state or the city and county of San Francisco. Because see, San Francisco is a county unto itself as well as a city. You probably didn't know that. Two jurisdictions there, all wrapped up into one boundary. How could he have done that? Well, there's only one reason to have done that. That's to make San Francisco unappealing to people, or to demonstrate that the rule of law in the United States doesn't work. But, you know, who created that law that allowed people to ignore obvious public health rules and regulations? There's only one reason why they did that, and that is to break down the rule of law. And it was demonstrated by Javier Becerra on the 18th of January, 2015, when he said, no longer will federal law apply to California. California can break all federal laws. Javier Becerra tried to declare independence for California, and did he? From the Union of States. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And of course, Independence Day yesterday, and we have to protect it, we have to defend it, and we have to keep the union of states together. That's why we're going to create a new state. And that's why we are. We're creating it now. It's done. It's in process. How does this work? So those of you that are stunned that there's actually a new state process working, and it's working, and we're progressing, guess what? It's here. Anyway, I do want to comment. Oh, shocked. How shocked I am. There's a lawsuit hanging over the head of the California Department of Water Resources in the state of California, brought by me. And I'm shocked that since additional evidence is starting to come forward, that they're dropping the water. Shocking! They're dropping the water in Oroville Dam. Precipitously, quickly, I might add. Shocking! I'm shocked by that. Looks like almost 3 feet in just 2 days. Really? Really? And listen, I'm looking at a readout right now. Right now. Outflow of cubic feet per second, 7,470, while inflow is only 1,997. Shocking. After weeks and weeks of being terrorized by an overflow, by a rupture of the gates, which we all tell them, hey, there's something wrong with the gates. There's something wrong with those gates. And then, of course, a week ago Saturday, we had a big spill 2 weeks ago. Big spill. The gates ruptured. They came up. They started coming apart. And guess what? Had they lost the gates, ladies and gentlemen, you could have endangered over a million people. Lucky they didn't, because God was looking after us. Keep the prayers going. Get that water down. Then let's take care of business. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.